Hello, everyone. This is Trigg coming to you live here on Monday, February 3rd, 2014. Welcome to my podcast, Trigg's Podcast of Joy. Gozo Revolution in Jesus' name. I'm going to take the next few minutes to tell you about joy here at Trigg's Podcast of Joy. What, the weather's got you down? Brakes on your car got you mad? Looking at your wallet, wondering where it is all going to come from? Don't worry. Let's encourage each other and think about what God is doing in our lives, because He's giving us grace. He's giving us gozo. He's giving us joy. He's helping us to go forward in Jesus' name. Today at Trigg's Podcast of Joy, we're going to look at the theme, Heaven in My Head. You know, sometimes we look at what's going on inside of our heads and we realize we're putting so much stuff in there. We're putting all kinds of junk. The world tells us that we don't look beautiful, that we need to be stronger, younger, taller, that we're not smart enough, educated enough. We need to replace those thoughts and put heaven in our head. We need to be putting the things that God thinks about us in our minds. The fact that He sees us as beautiful, as a masterpiece, not as something to be thrown and cast away. Today's reading is going to come out of Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. It says, "Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at God's right hand in the place of honor and power. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things down here on earth. For you died when Christ died, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your real life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all His glory." Basically, what that's saying is, you gotta put heaven in your head. We have to choose to put the things from above in our minds. We have to put away the things that this earth tells us. All of the lies that we can't make it through another week, that we'll never get to that place that we know we're destined to get to. I want to tell you about Lucy. I went to pray for her brand new business last week called Vida Saludable, right here in Long Beach on Atlantic and Market. I encourage you to go and check it out. Today is actually her opening day. Lucy is starting a new business to help people with their health goals, helping a community where normally there is just fast food and all kinds of unhealthy options, and she is bringing the light of Jesus through her business sense and her mind to help people eat healthy and take care of their bodies and take care of what they put in their mouths and what they eat to have better results in their daily lives. And Lucy is an overcomer. She is a single mom with a three-month-old baby, and I came in that morning to pray for her business. She had painted her brand new office space. There was a green wall, I remember, on one side, orange. She had a blender on her table. She had all of the posters of the publicity on her walls. The place looked amazing. When I saw her little girl, three-month-old baby, I got a chance to pick her up and pray for her. But you know what? Her baby has a heart condition at 3 months old, her first child. Her heart is beating too fast, and so she has to be on medication, and she's seeing a cardiologist. On top of that, Lucy also takes care of her mom and also is the main provider for her sisters and her siblings. As a single parent with a three-month-old baby with a heart condition and opening a business. But Lucy is not focusing on that. She is focusing on the joy of the Lord, on the gozo that comes when we step out in faith and we believe that God is able to do way beyond what we see or think. She is an overcomer. She is choosing to focus on the things from above, and she's putting heaven in her head. She is saying, I need hope. I need joy. I need to believe that God can do something wonderful through this business here in this community that needs health, that needs options, that needs better ways to take care of their bodies. And she is going to be that person. And so we pray that she would be a light in that community. I asked her what her vision was. She said, she said, first of all, it's to bring health to people. And second, I hope I can do this in another community and open a second store. That is so awesome. How can you and I be like Lucy and be overcomers and fill our minds with heaven? How can you and I be people that when we look at our wallets and we realize that it's empty, when we look at our cars and we think our brakes are down again, they're broken, when we look at our children and we say they're not where I want them to be in their school and in their academics, what are the things that we can do to fill our minds with heaven? As it says here in this passage, let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things down here on earth, for you died to the things of this earth. Here's some practical ways that we can do that today. Here are three things that you can do to fill your mind with heaven and put heaven in our heads. First is to read Colossians 3 today and fill your mind with scripture and memorize those first three verses. Second is to turn on worship music that'll help you, that will fill your thoughts and your spirit and your emotions with truth that comes from God. And lastly is to be a good listener. Listen to other people's stories. Go and look for the Lucys and the people in your neighborhood and in your church and in your community that are overcomers and ask them about their stories. Get to know who they are. It will encourage your life and you will realize that heaven is close, that heaven is knocking on your door. And maybe you're someone who has yet to believe in Jesus Christ. You do not yet know what this hope and this joy and this heaven is about. You're afraid of who God is. You think he's going to condemn you. You think he's mad at you. He is not upset. He is a God of grace. But what he is doing today, he's asking you to come to him and to put your mind on his things and to say no to the things of this earth and to say, I need you, Lord Jesus. I need to put you first in my life once again for the very first time. And to do that today. I encourage you, my friends, to put heaven in your head today. And as we close, make sure that you share this podcast with other people. Let them know about Trix Podcast Joy. Let them know about what God is doing here as we gather every week to think about the joy that is before us and to put away the things of this earth. Thank you so much, my friends, for listening. Please go to my website, davidtrigg.com. That is David, T as in Tom, R-I-G, like trigonometry, davidtrigg.com. Go to my blog for weekly thoughts at davidtrigg.wordpress. That is wordpress, P-R-E-S-S.com. Please check out my music at facebook.com/trigmusic. facebook.com/trigmusic for the latest songs. And lastly, please check out my Facebook page, the Finding Grace Through Anxiety Conference on Facebook, where on March 1st, we'll be talking about ways that we can find grace in the middle of our anxiety. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of the day. Remember to go, have gozo, live in the grace of God. We are the Gozo Revolution. Go in Jesus' name. See you next time.